Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us today. There's, for those of you on film, there's a nice shot of some really cool looking views. Can you see it?
It's beautiful. I don't know. I'm on a different screen right now setting up YouTube.
No, I can't see them. They're way out there. So, we're glad to have you with us today.
And welcome, and YouTube.
And welcome, YouTube. Welcome, 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 welcome. Good to have everybody with us today that's stopping by. Somebody is coming in the door.
Yep, Miss Sunday. Good morning to you, Sunday.
Make sure he shows up. He's got cookies. Well, cooking's good too.
Yeah, it's true. That's funny.
Because they look like fuzzy little bunnies.
his wife just said, all right, well, let's go. Then you pack the suitcases, like two suitcases or something. And oh, God, I had a couple of boys, had four sons. I don't know how many kids they had by then, but then he just did it. And when he was there, he got real busy going to the church building, and that's when he all of a sudden he found that girl, and God said, I'm going to go there and pass it up. He said, no, I'm not, I can't do that. I've never done that. And yet, he went from not having confidence in being able to do it to being broadcast on all the major networks all over the world as he gets that email. And one fell swoop, God took him from zero to a hero. And I don't know if you remember him saying it, but the mayor said, what can we do for you? He said, I want the city square for revival. And 150,000 people were born again.
Hallelujah.
Now,
amazing.
The only reason we don't see that is as we put a limit on the exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, or we court the power. And that verse says, according to the power that works on these devices. And so, you know, I've already done gone to preach it. Did I say hello Sunday?
Yeah, you.
Hi, Sunday.
Dan is here too now. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Welcome, Dan. That's with us. There, I welcome all the YouTubers. We welcome you.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just dive in there and talk about this. We'll read some verses of scripture, and I'm gonna get to the one truck stop over there where I get some fuel, and we'll stop and take communion together.
There, I will.
Nobody's gonna be bounced out today.
I was going to say, there went Sunday. Bless her heart.
Sunday, come back. We want you to stick around. So, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, according to your holy word, according to your holy word, we make our declaration today that we are here for the purpose of the Word of God.
Amen.
We give ourselves to your Word today. Again, not like we have it every time we've been here, but we give ourselves to your Word again today. And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and has no sorrow with it for every person that's with us today. We choose to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman doesn't need to be ashamed, that can rightly divide, understand, explain, and live out the word of truth.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. And so, I don't know if last week I picked my Bible up, I was preaching, but I got my Bible. I'm not going to lay it out of hearing, but I'll try to read it while I'm going down the road. That's why you know my Bible's close. Everybody's read my message. It's very interesting. Freightliner made a little square dish on top of my dash that fits my Bible perfectly and holds it in position so that it's the number one thing you see. I have to write it up on the truck. Talking to me in the window, they see that Bible, their eyes get real big, like, oh my God, a Bible. That's because I'm a Bible man.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want us to begin to read Psalm 23 and Philippians chapter 3, and we'll read like 6 through 17 in Philippians 3. Let's read Psalm 23. Those of you that's been around here very long, you know this is one of our favorite psalms that we use. Oh, on a continual daily basis. Gate breaking up the hill. Here we go. The whole new process.
All right, here we go. Psalm 23, the Lord, the shepherd of his people. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil.
My cup
runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
And ever. Now, while this again is turning to Philippians chapter 3, I'll give you another view of the things that we were looking at on the other road. We're looking at the other side of them now. And I made a big curve around there as soon as we topped this hill. I love this because there's no reason for that.
They just look cool.
When you see this thing up here, you'll think that Brother Dan was there with the gravel pit with the big loader, and they were just stacking that dirt up like that. Stacked it up like that, a gravel pit. But that is exactly how God built it. And it's like he told the angels, go down there and shovel up some dirt. Kind of scoop that one up right there a little bit. Flat on the top, please. A little slow down on two sides. And see what I'm standing. And there's just no explanation for him. That's how God wanted it to be done. And it's one of the beauties of North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota. I don't think I had to do with this four states right in here. It's got these beautiful dips. And they're fun to climb. You just go up there and stand on top, and you feel like a Native American up there on your horse. See for many miles, send some smoke signals. I thought it's a rocket for a statement. I think they were the most intuitive people there was.
Yeah, amen.
They can communicate with each other a smoke signal. Is that amazing or what?
It is amazing. And we're looking at something peculiar right now.
Oh, yeah, you are. I'm going to give you one more view of the views, but I had to set the phone down for a minute.
Oh, okay.
This is what I love to show them to people. If you come over here, you're going to get a really good view.
Yeah, and that is beautiful. I see them coming.
Yeah, but it just pointed. Like, where's it pointing for? And then here's the one over there that we were looking at way back there. Climbing, horses climbing, buffalo climbing. It's just amazing. All right.
The antelope run right across the fronts of them. It's so amazing. Yeah, right.
Antelope are the craziest of them all. All right, so now Philippians
Concerning the righteous, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. But indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Verse 12, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you put those two sets of verses together, you've got God who said, mercy, they're going to go with them all the days of your life. And I'm going to feed you and drink you. I'm going to take you to the valley, no matter what the shadow is. I mean, Psalm 23 says the shadow of death. But sometimes there's a shadow and it's not death. It might be death. It might be see. Oh, man, there you go again. Trying to stretch me out the way I am. I'm comfortable. Don't you know I'm comfortable? I'm feeling really good. I don't. Well, there's a reason I'm stretched because God's stretching me. I don't want to stay where I am. I want to go more, do more, see more, be more, help more. And he's going to continually bring you and I to the next level of growth, of study and understanding. And then it don't matter where you want to go besides that, he's going to bring you back to that same spot every single time. He's got to have you there, and he's got to have you get this understanding. Now, here's the interesting fact about humans. For some reason, which I can't tell you why, I am a human, and I should be able to tell you why, but for some reason, we resist the growth that's going to give us the greatest blessing. But it usually comes down to our comfort zone. We found God, we've learned and grown, and I'm just comfortable here. So I just don't want to go do a bunch more stuff. I don't want to do anything. I'm going to challenge you to go and grow in God. Think about what Paul said. That I might know him. He's done this. All the work he's accomplished. All the different things he's done with his life. And yet he said he thought he would know Christ, that he might gain Christ. And he gave us the most, I don't know, it's probably some of the most powerful verse in the whole New Testament. As I may know him, my words, that I might know him. Well, think about your mom and dad. You didn't spend all your life, especially not your mama's breast. Spend all your life sitting in a chair. Spend all your life having to take a nap every day, although many of us think that's a really good idea. What did the philosopher say? Taking a nap or doing a crusade, it all tastes the same. But so naturally in life we grow, but we were so trained that by grade 12, that was the end of the education we were going to need. And that probably came from teaching you didn't like it, class you didn't like it. I don't like it, but I don't understand it. I never understand what they're saying. And Brother Damon and I were talking the other day about algebra.
Oh, my.
I took algebra. And took me.
Yeah. Me too.
And I've never used algebra one day of my life except for when I had to make my two kids and I had to explain it to them. And they're like, Dad, what are we going to do with this? And I had to say, I have one kid. But please learn it because you're going to get a test. But they never use it. And if not careful, the mentality that we gain about that let it bleed over into our Christian life. Well, there is nothing in your life as a believer that is not important. Every step God asks you to take, God asks us as the ministry to take, an important step. Now, what does this have to do with angels? Well, we studied at the beginning of the year spiritual authority. We studied the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus again. And then we were studying with Dr. Kevin Zadok about this trip to heaven. And that was wonderful revelation in that. Now we studied angels. What is it? It is, at the beginning of the year, God said, 2023, it's time to reap for me. That means God is leading us into how to reap in this year, which is why I'm sitting in this truck right now. I'm reaping. Sister Leanne and I have been speaking some very powerful things ever since we've been in North Dakota. And our confession has been speaking, and here it is. Well, when the harvest is ready, you take the sickle in. That's what it says in Mark chapter 10. Immediately, you read, so that's what we're doing here. And so every one of these teachings we've been studying has been leading us to the place where God wants us to be. For any of us to say, no, I don't want that. That we're saying to God, I don't want to go where you're telling me to go. But you have to be careful of that, because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And I heard somebody teaching the other day, rebellion is worse than witchcraft. I don't know what translation that was, but here's the point. The thing that we, the process you and I have got to master every day of our life is to have the courage to look at God and say, I can tell you're wanting me to get in there, and man, I just don't seem like I can get in there anyway, sideways. But I say, yes, I'm going in. Show me how. I wasn't being bossy to God, but show me how. Just don't say, no, I'm not going in. Because as soon as we say no, we've just driven a stake, and that is a rebellion.
Yeah.
I remember hearing Dr. Summerall saying on these big angels, God, tell him to go do something. I don't want to go do that. But wait, at least he told the truth. Wait, I don't want to do that. At least he told the truth to God. Rather than sitting over in the corner plugging your ears going, no, 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 I can't hear you. Well, God knows you can hear him. And he's up in heaven saying, why are you being rebellious? Why are you saying no to me? I am trying to take you into the next place that's going to be such a benefit to you. So like we've been saying this first year, just don't say no. Say, I don't get it. I want to get it. Show me how. There's a big difference. And I won't go there. And Father, I can see it. I sure don't know how to get in there. There's a huge difference between those two mentalities. Because the one who leads into rebellion, where there's rebellion, you're going to find strife. You're going to find contention. Where you find those two, you're going to find every other evil work. You don't want that in your life. And if you just humbly said to God, God, help me. He's your Father. He's taking you in there because he wants to help you.
Amen.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Think about what Paul said. Forgetting those things which are behind. Don't forget the lessons that you've learned. Don't forget your humility. Don't forget your faithfulness. Don't forget your tithe, your offering. Don't forget your love, your prayers. Don't forget that. Forget the things of your life that had no heavenly value to them, except that you learned a good lesson. And don't ever go back to having to learn that same lesson again.
Amen.
I brought the justice that I had made for saying real estate twice. Like that thing.
Yeah.
We learned that lesson one time, and let's just leave it at that. Now, showed up in the room and said, Thomas, don't say that. But here. Put your hands, your fingers on my hands, touch my sides, you look at my feet. It's me, it's Jesus. And of course, Thomas was like, my Lord and my God. And then he said, don't be that person. Jesus said to Thomas, don't be that person. Jesus said to all the disciples in the room, don't be that person who won't believe. Don't be that person.
Amen.
Because that's a heart issue that you won't, that you are choosing not to believe. And this is the interesting part about that. When we get that inside of us, I ain't, you can just hear it in the voice. And you start saying, I won't, I don't. Well, automatically, you're going to have a bad attitude in everything you do. And you're going to snap at people, and you're going to be short to people, and you're going to find yourself saying and doing some things that you really don't mean at all. And yet, it's like, wow. How is this stuff coming out of me? Well, that's because on the inside of you somewhere, you thought, I ain't doing that. Me, you don't ever have to worry about following my instructions. You got to realize you got a relationship with God.
Yeah, amen.
And should you make your pastor proud? Yeah. It's like Dr. Barker said, the worst thing you can do on this earth is get yourself in a bad position with your pastor. You want it to be well with you and your pastor. What is going on with this transmission? Excuse me for a second. Well, I figure out what's happening. There we go. So you want to keep yourself in that position. So you don't have to worry about me. You don't have to give yourself to me. I'm your pastor. I am not your pastor. Well, just remember, we've got to keep ourselves in that humble place of simply saying, God, I need you in my life. Show me the next thing I've got to get done. Show it to me. And what does he do? He says, well, go build a landing strip over there. Why am I going to do that? Because I'm going to get you an airplane. Get you that place right there. One more put a car in it for you. Your mower is sitting there. And there's so many times God says, go do this, and you're like, oh, and what's he doing? He's trying to take you to that next place of growth and development. So, having said all of that, I want us, and I want some of you to come and talk about what you saw this week about angels, so that all of us can grow together. And you might have got a revelation this week that didn't have anything to do with angels, but it came to you while Dr. Summerall was teaching, and that's fine. Stay focused on our subject matter at hand, and yet God this year wants me to help all of us to learn how to use the gifts on the inside of us so that we can be a perfect and complete body with all the nine gifts of the Spirit, all the seven gifts of the Father, and five gifts of the Son, all functioning in our lives with the fruit of the Spirit. That's what every good Christian should want to have in their life. Of course, the fruit of the gifts of the Spirit, that comes to you as the Spirit wills. You can't just fall in that of your own strength. As the Spirit wills. But if it's of the Father, you can have one of those. Those are found in Romans chapter 12, verses 7 through 13, or what is that? And every one of us have one of those gifts. They are a blessing to the body.
Yes.
And it's what causes you and what he leads you into is what causes you to take your gifts and be a blessing to the body of Christ. And us will enjoy it. So, Brother Dan, I don't know who called on.
Brother Dan is on Zoom. Sunday just went to YouTube.
Sunday knew I was going to call on her to talk, and she left. Well, you know, the thing I'm going to get, I want us to talk about angels, the revelation to God, anything to God, or maybe the haunted house thing, or who knows, any part of that. But also, if God's given you another revelation in the middle of that, share that with us. And it was what we're learning how to do is to say, Father, in the middle of all that about the angels, Dr. Summerall just taught me, I learned how to come like that better by the Spirit. What difference does it make to you what you learn as long as you're learning?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, anybody wants to come talk? Brother Roger, is he with us?
He is not.
All right.
Oh, Sunday's back.
All right, that's
awesome. Back from YouTube.
Well, you know how it is. They offer a woman a chance to talk, and they're always going to jump on.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Oh, yes, yes.
Husband, wife, trouble, getting pregnant. And they had been praying, and God said to them, I'm sending my angel to you, and you will give birth.
Wow.
And they said they could tell the presence of God was in their bedroom. No, what is that? Well, these are servants. These are God's servants to come and assist you and I. So we've got to, it's one of the reasons this whole teaching on Nephilim has messed up so much about the occurrence, because people believe that angels came down and had sex with women. They don't have sexual organs.
Right.
The messenger is God. We can glorify God.
Yes.
Get the story right. Okay? Because you'll think, well, you know, I'm going to be romantic with my wife or my husband. If you can't admit to God, step out of the romance with you. No, that's not.
You might have to repeat some of that. You're losing signal right now. And now you're back.
Amen. Don't talk to me that way. Something this week that I really wanted to stress is, remember, angels don't think humanly. Will an angel bring you a car? Yeah, but that's not because he's sad about you walking. He's going to bring you a car because that's what God said they're going to do.
Yeah.
He's going to bring you a house? Yeah. But not a nice house because Father said help them get that house. Because that house is going to help you preach the gospel and stay somebody in that community.
Yeah, amen.
So, you know, you just said that Timothy has a series on angels. That's probably what we're going to do this week. Hill, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. That's really cool. So as we study this, don't worship an angel. And don't let one come and lead you astray. One guy we picked up, hotel room up.
Yes.
And he just preached a word, but he was
ever met. Yeah.
And at first he sounded like a white believer. And then it was like, now this is a deceiving spirit. This man is bound by a demon. And he's learned to talk words from the Bible so people will give him money.
Yeah, to manipulate people. Yeah.
And
I don't understand that.
Well, they give themselves over to a familiar spirit. And they, most times that happens because people want to have the presence of God, but they don't want to pay the price for it.
Price for a gain.
Well, right, except for consecration. We have to consecrate ourselves to it.
Right. It's our free will.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that won't consecrate to get more, to receive more of who God is in their life. And so the enemy will come with a familiar spirit that looks and acts, smells, and sounds like it's God, but it's actually a deceiving spirit.
Yeah.
And as we read that in 1 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 3, and would need to say, at some point in our life, we've all given ourselves over to a deceiving spirit.
Sometime or another in our lives, yeah, probably.
Yeah. And not wanting to, but see, that's where you go back to the Old Testament. My people are destroyed.
For the lack of knowledge.
For the lack of knowledge. And not something that you don't know. Something he's already revealed to you that you're resisting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't resist. Humble yourself. Now listen, I might not be offended, but I'm going to say it very bold. Learn to shut your mouth and quit flapping your lips around people about what you're battling.
Yeah.
Get alone with God and win the victory.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Good Amen. I'm right now. the haunted house situation. I wanna touch on that just a little bit. I'm kind of jumping from one thing to another, but I really want to touch on that a little bit. I like what Dr. Summerall said to several different people. You got two choices. Do the spiritual work and cast it out or move.
Yeah, amen.
It's not haunted. It's not haunted. No demon has any power over you. You can drive it out, but you're going to have to do the spiritual work. And I heard him say on one teaching, and most of you are just too lazy.
It's true.
And yet I've seen several situations where somebody was murdered in a home and that same situation happened. And they didn't know at first what was going on. But that's why anytime you move into a new place, anytime you come to a new situation, make sure you anoint it with oil and you speak blessings over it regularly.
Yes.
And you know, there's no shame in looking at yourself and saying, I don't have what it takes seriously to drive that out. I'm going to move. And then get strong enough. It's already there. It's already ours. But you're going to have to go to war. you're going to have to go for it. Who was it that told the story of that young lady who the demons could terrify her every night and she would read Psalm 91?
Oh, my, yeah. Who was that?
Andrew Wallach, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe it was Andrew, yeah, it was.
But here's the reality. The devil has to go.
Amen.
Military minds. I told myself what the word of God said. I told the devil what the word of God said. I reminded God I knew what the word said. And I told the situation what the word said. And I told myself what the word said. And I reminded the devil what the word said. And I reminded God I knew what the word said. And I spoke the situation what the word said. And it doesn't matter what it is, if we'll use that process, whatever it is, it's out of order. It has to get in order. Because he's given us power over all of our stuff. And so, there. And I think we will talk about angels more. I definitely want to hear that.
Yeah, oh my, Tim has an in-depth study about angels and dreams, and yeah.
So we're going to go there now. Let's talk about this prayer for Israel.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to that live stream that plays 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it has been for, oh my goodness,
24 years, I think it is.
For 24 years, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. How would you like God to give you that assignment? Make that happen for me.
But look what it has done. Oh my.
It's done. And now, all over the world, there will literally be 100 million people who will pray for Israel throughout the next 21 days.
Yeah.
And they're encouraging you to fast. Sister Ann and I are fasting. We're actually going to do a cleanse fast like that. I haven't done it in a while, so I'm trying to do that again. Always helps to purify your system. So, garbage food that you've been eating, sugar, whatever. It's good for you. But we're not telling you to do that. We're saying, search your heart in God, find what it is that you're going to do. You do it. And then God will empower you to get it done. Here's what we always say. Remember, whatever it is you say you're going to do, write it down in your notebook. Put all your parameters in so that at the beginning, you set in order what you're doing. So when you get to that third day of the fast, you're not saying, well, I feel the Spirit is leading me into something else, you know. And all it is your flesh is being challenged. It doesn't like to be challenged like that. There we go. Get the breeze blowing through here. Thank you, Jesus, for the breeze. So,
it is almost, it's about 8 after 12, 12:08.
12:08 Central Standard Time. Right?
Yep.
Isaiah, I want to read this, Isaiah 62. That's what this fast is all about. Isaiah 62. I'm just going to read this. This is kind of like a total mixture of everything that happened throughout this week. But it's on purpose. Because of what's been happening in the last couple weeks, as I'm out here harvesting right now, it would be easy to be confused, but I don't want that. Somebody getting ready to say something?
No. I muted you Sunday just because we're getting brown noise, but feel free to come back on when you're
okay.
Ready.
All right, so I'm just going to read some of this. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. I will not hold my peace, for Zion's sake. I am going to speak on it. You can count on it. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness. Now, of course, this is God speaking. Isaiah, one of those books, when you start at the beginning, you just need to read the whole thing in one sitting so you get the whole story. Salvation is a lamp that burns. Look at this, verse 2. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness. Not your self-righteousness, your righteousness. The Gentiles will be able to see your righteousness. That means righteousness of God through Christ Jesus is coming to Israel, and you and I as Gentiles are going to be able to see it. All of those kings, your glory, and you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You also shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, anymore be termed desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. You and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as a bride grants her rejoices over the bride, so shall your God. Now, last night, I listened to this live stream all night long when I was driving. It is the most amazingly anointed, beautiful worship music. Singing the word of God in inspirational songs all night long, not any that they had rehearsed. As they sat there with the word open in front of them, it was amazing. The live stream is going right now today, so if you want to go and hear it, you can do that. Let me see. I got lots of signal. You will enjoy this. Now, verse number 6. I have set watchmen on your walls. Oh, Jerusalem, he's talking to Jerusalem, city of the great hand. They shall never hold their peace, day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. Now, there's a lot of messianic Jews there in the nation of Israel, but there are also, there's also a lot of Orthodox Jews. I mean, that's what the whole nation is, pretty much. Look at verse number 7. And give him, that's capitalized, no rest till he establishes and till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Now, many people say, well, Pastor, this is after the 7-year tribulation. Yeah, okay. But the whole earth is also going to see it and see and hear the peace of Jerusalem. Remember, it's not until they say peace, peace, that sudden destruction comes. And God is wanting to born again many, many of the sons of Israel. And verse 7, and give him no rest until he establishes, and he told him, Jerusalem, take praise, and the earth, the Lord has sworn by his right hand, by the arm of his strength, I will no longer give your grain as food for your enemies, And the sons of the foreigner shall not drink your new wine, for which you have labored. But those who have gathered it shall eat it, and praise the Lord who have brought it together. Who have brought it together shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Pick up the stones. Lift up a banner for the peoples. Buy a paving unit and some rollers. That's what it says. Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, for salvation is coming. Behold, this his temple, reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and shall be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Now, you might, I know a lot of people who have said, I pray for Israel every day. Well, the Bible tells us, pray for the peace of Israel. Blessing will come to you. But it's so much more than the peace of Israel. These, actually, guys, are our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
These are our brothers and sisters. I had one guy tell me he knew what his tribe was. He was part of Zebulun or something. God had revealed it, which tribe of Israel he was a part of. And then he saw the Jewish descent, and that's one of the French doctrines that people have come to by saying we are replacement, we have Israel in God's eyes. Well, no, we haven't replaced Israel. They were cut off of the olive tree, but they were also then deposited back into the vine. And no matter what you say, Jesus isn't going to bring, when he comes back, he's not going to put his foot down in America or Russia or China or any other place. He's going to put his foot down on the olives. He is going back to Jerusalem. He loves that city.
Yeah.
And so, if you've never really studied it, I encourage you to go to this website, IsaiahFastPath.com, and begin to study. And study the videos, play it through again 2, 3, 4 times, because it will bless you the more you know and understand about God's determination to love and bless Israel. And that's where he's going to rule for 1,000 years. He will be sitting on the throne of David in Jerusalem when he's here for the 1,000-year reign. And you and I will be here ruling and reigning with him.
Amen.
So I encourage you, set aside something for fasting. Give up your tweets, give up your Facebook. I'm not telling you what to do. But just give ideas of what you can do. And then write it down so you don't get discouraged part way into it and then wonder, what do we do now? What do we do now? I feel like the Lord is leading me. I should probably eat now or look at Facebook or whatever you're doing. Don't write it down and let God lead you. And this is the thing. I love this. That you got Mike Bickle over here and you got Lou Engle over here. And Lou Engle is on this the Great Communion Revival. He took Benny Johnson's book about communion, and it's going all over the world in the Great Communion Revival, telling people that they need to receive communion. And he had already set it up that on May 28th, he would be in Jerusalem taking communion. And Mike Bickle called today. I want to do this 21-day fast. You want to join us? And he said, now, I'm on a fast right now, Mike, but of course, I'll do another one. And on the 28th day of, of May, I'm going to be in Jerusalem, and those two commands of God went hand in hand.
Yeah.
And literally, they're saying there will be 100 million people that will be praying for Israel in the next 21 days. Join them. This is one of the greatest opportunities to show. Pray for all that. Turn on that live stream and let it go. They sing, they worship, and they pray. And listen to them. Agree with them. Say amen to them. And then make some notes. Write down some verses. Study it up. Because God wants to be a blessing to you. And he wants so this seed of prayer for Jerusalem. And think about it. I mean, Sister Ann, I played it all night long. And we're going to let it play 24 hours a day in our house. Because it's so anointed. And Wayne Bickle and that whole Kansas City House of Prayer group, man, them people that paid the price to be there to do that.
Yeah.
And yet they carry an anointing that is absolutely amazing. And all because a crazy old prophet showed up and said, boy, today you're going to do this. And he looked at the old man and said, you are out of your mind. But he wasn't out of his mind. He was a prophet of God. And everything he said has come to pass in his life. So thank God for it. If you have questions about it, I would encourage you, email me and say, hey, Pastor, do some more instruction on it. I think sometimes people think, well, Pastor will get to it sooner or later, rather than me asking a question. Well, if you ask a question, then I get to it sooner.
Amen.
Sunday left us again, did she?
Yeah, she got bounced out.
Okay, Brother Dan, you got anything you need to say? Or you want to say?
No.
I think I broke up. What did you say?
He said no.
Oh, okay.
No, he's
good. All right. Well, that's our hour of faith. Man, that went by really fast, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes,
we're at an hour, aren't we?
We're at almost an hour and 25 minutes, but that's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we were a little late getting started, so it's not that bad either.
All right. Well, be a blessing to you. That's our deal. We just always want to be a blessing. We want to help you know God and know his ways and know how he works and why he works and when he works. And then give you the courage to look at your own life and say, guess what? God is working in our lives.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
And
you know that's something. I want to say real quick about the angels, too, when you say God is working in our lives. That is something that we have seen in this study over the last week with angels. We need to not have them in a box. We only envision angels doing this or that. As we've learned in this last week, angels are working in the heavenlies for us. They're working on the earth. They can appear in human form if that's what we need. They can communicate with us in our sleep if that's what we need. They're here to minister for us in every aspect of our life. So don't only look for an angel in whatever you have pictured in your head. They're available to us in every aspect.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. Let them be.
And let them be. Amen.
Let them be as big as God wants them to be.
Yeah.
I remember hearing a man who got to prophesy over the day. He said, you be a good idea. God bless you.
Amen.
And bless you, the mayor, that he wants to. And I can say I'm prospering. And I'm in health. And I've got the Holy Ghost. And I speak in tongues. That's okay. Say it. Because it's true. And the blessing of God. Bless my new life in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray. And then we'll receive communion. Father, in the name of Jesus. What an amazing week of revelation we've had. What an amazing 3 years of revelation we've had.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you that we have grown and developed in you, and we cannot say, I know whom I have believed in. No. I am persuaded that you are keeping that which I've committed to you to do. You're keeping it to that day. And we thank you for it. Father, bless every person who will come in the future and hear these words. Make what we said so far today just all of a sudden make sense. May the eyes of their understanding be flooded with enlightenment so that they can know what is the whole of their calling and what are the riches of the inheritance in the saints in Christ Jesus. In your mighty name we pray. And I bless everyone of these people. We bless you today. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. Now, if you some communion elements, then we'll receive communion together. Ready? I'm going to read. Here's how we do it. I'm going to read right out of the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23. Jesus, help that guy go in the right direction. 1 Corinthians 11. There we go. So what we do is we read the verses, pray the prayer of salvation, and then give a couple of minutes of instruction. Then we receive the elements together. And here, let's do this. Hold on a second. Wait, pause. Oh, I'm not the host. You are.
What do you need me to do?
I was getting ready to share the prayer on my...
Oh.
On my notes. Maybe I can.
So do you want me to make you host?
No.
Or do you want me to
Everybody pause just a minute here.
We are still there. What was that, though? I didn't see anything happen. I just heard it. Oh, Samuel is now host. Okay, so you just changed to host. I was going to say I can share it here, too, if that's easier.
Well, I like this, doing this because I'm learning.
Okay.
So, here comes Sunday back.
Isn't that funny? And I don't see her from my side yet.
There it is. Share. Green. There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. That's our prayer of salvation. We'll be there in a minute. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night he was betrayed, took the bread, body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often. That's what Jesus. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. His redemptive work that redeemed you until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. First John chapter 4, verse 16 and 17 and 18. Well, 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Thank you. Because as he is, Jesus, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. So if you're still finding yourself full of fear, then continually pray the prayer of salvation until that rings deep in your soul. Wait, I have been set free. Read Romans 5, verses 15 through 21. Read it every day. Because there's no fear in love. He who fears has not been made perfect in love without him, because he first loved us. Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation. On your screen, everybody pray with us. I've heard a lot of people in my life say, just remember, you're not born again. Don't receive forgiveness. Well, say that. Well, how about we say it this way? If you're not born again, get born again right now.
Amen.
And then you'll be able to receive it. Don't be afraid, blood of Jesus. Come to it. There we go. Pray this with me.
I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day.
According to John 3:16,
I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hand and say, Jesus, I receive into my life.
I receive all of your grace and mercy. All of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God.
Thank you that none of my sins are
against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me. And baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire,
so that I live in power,
understand the word of God,
pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life
as a believer every day.
Every day. Surround me with good people. Help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Now, what just happened, Pastor? What just happened is you just got born again. You became a believer. You've probably been a believer for a while. But right now, you just prayed the prayer of salvation. It's called that. And what has actually happened to me then? Well, you said, Jesus, I believe on you, and Jesus said, whoever believes on me will have everlasting life and will not perish. So, Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, came to live inside of you. The light of the world, Jesus, just came to live inside of you. You received all of God's righteousness, filling every part of your life with all the fullness of God. Just happened. In that prayer, you were adopted into the family of God, and you are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. All of that just happened in that prayer. Now, what you got to do? You've got to get connected with a group of people like us who can help you walk with God. It doesn't have to be us, but you're very welcome to make it be it. First to be us. We have 1,000 videos we can send you teaching of how to walk with God. And shoot me an email. Send me an email. Don't shoot anything. Send me an email. And I will send you back encouraging words and a message to study that you can glean the faith off that you need for your life. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of the Lord. The more you hear the word, the greater your faith comes to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Here we go. Let's hold up our elements. Today, I have got cracker and some white tea. You got a bottle of water here somewhere. Somewhere, right? Here we go. You ready? Pray this with me. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, the words are right on the screen.
I receive these elements today, this bread,
representing your
broken
body,
and this juice, representing your blood, poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you.
And all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus,
you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing, nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint lying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Your body is broken. The heart should be made whole. Hallelujah. And now, with another cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this one.
By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father, by your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new created in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new by the blood of Jesus. I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. And there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Now, let's sing. And washed away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, conscience is the flow.
We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
I host are you.
You are.
Huh. All right.